Hello, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of Always Game for Life podcast, where we all come together, share stories, connect, have a few laughs, and we try to live life to the fullest. Why? Well, because life is always game for us. So let's be always game for life. Now, in this episode, on my own again, and I just had a few things in my mind. So I mentioned a bit on mental health and share some stories about me and my children. And I hope you like it. So without further ado, let's get it. Hey! So how is everybody? I hope everyone's well and safe and living life, doing what makes them happy. So, yeah, anyway, I had a few things I wanted to talk about, I guess. Lots of stuff going on in the world. Woo! Where do you begin with that, eh? But, you know, where I like to go with the conversation is mental health. You know, have you ever asked yourself, how is my mental health? How am I doing? Really doing? You know, on the outside, can definitely appear a lot different than the inside. And if you have asked that question, have you recognized it? What does it look like? And what are some of the things that you do about it, you know, to help, you know, get through day to day, everyday life? You know, there's lots of everyday struggles we all go through and stresses, you know, whether it's financial, relationship. Yeah, everyday normal struggles and stresses. I know some of the things I do or like to do. I've mentioned lots before. Go out and hike trails or go explore and try to discover things and film it. And of course, I love being in my studio. I love recording these. I love talking with y'all. Recording music. I love singing. Hopefully one day I will share. I'll get there, I'm sure. Yeah, you know, put music on, take drives, you know, through the countryside, go see the sights, especially on a beautiful day, of course. What else? Oh, yes, as everybody knows me, the people that do know me, I'm definitely a video gamer. So, you know, I might slap on a game on the old PS5 and game for a bit, drift off into that world. What else? I like playing on my keyboard, my guitar, writing, of course. I like writing. I write poetry, which, I'm feeling soon, I think, I might share. I think I'm getting there now, you know. I know some of my past poetries and stuff I wrote. It's pretty dark, you know, during dark times, where I was at that time, what I was going through, what I felt. So some of it can be pretty dark, and I guess, to be honest, I am hesitant to share them, especially being that dark. But hey, you know, I know there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, we're all human, and we all go through our rough patches and, you know, feel like at times there's no way out or no hope or, you know, especially with the pressures of life. And, you know, we just got to have our outlets, you know. You have any friends, family, anybody you know that you can talk to? I mean, Facebook, message them, video chat them, call them on the phone, whatever it takes. I know I do and I try. And I understand too. You know, sometimes when you're feeling down and depressed, you know, you talk way out of your normal context, you know, sometimes dark stuff, sometimes, you know, pretty, I guess some people would call it negative, you know, talking down and like there's no hope. And I understand that, you know, not everyone is able to hear that kind of stuff, you know. Like, I get it. Sometimes you're talking to someone, or maybe even someone's talking to you. And maybe you don't say anything, but you know, and you're like, man, I don't want to hear that. You know, so I understand. You know, I am blessed and lucky with some of the friends and the families that I do have. I'm able to reach out and talk to them. I have an older sister. Amazing, amazing person. You know, I feel, for all the females I know, I feel, in my heart, my opinion about my sister, she is one of the strongest people I know. And I am blessed and lucky to have her, you know, in my corner. My mother as well. I'm lucky and blessed. And of course, you all know my dear, dear friend, Jason. Yeah, so I try to reach out. I mean, obviously we're all human and, you know, we're not perfect. There's no such thing. And there's times where you might get hesitant to reach out. You know, you're like, I don't want to put it on this person. You know, I'm not going to call them. But trust yourself when you get in your heart, your mind, to call them. Call them. Talk to them. You'll feel better. Or find ways. And I know it's not easy. I know easier said than done, Mark. But, you know, find things that you enjoy. And try to focus that energy into them, you know. Get through, you know. But I think the hardest thing for me about it all, on my part, for me, is struggling with depression and anxiety and, you know, mental health. And then, at the same time, trying to be the best father that I can be to my children. That's, you know, that's hard because when I'm with them, I know it's like, as hard as this sounds or could be, I gotta turn it off, you know? I gotta smile, laugh, and be present for my child, you know? Of course, you don't want to show them those emotions. And yeah, you know, it could be difficult, especially like, you know, let's say you have a bad day, you're having a down day, and you have a visit with your son or daughter, or both, or whatever it may be. Now, you got to find a way to kind of shut that off right at that moment and be present in the room for them in the right mind. It can be difficult, but I know with me, when we get together, everything else doesn't matter. Everything else goes away from me. You know, when me and my son finally see each other, it's been hard right now with these times. We haven't seen much of each other. I've been really lucky and blessed. I've seen, you know, more so of my daughter. So, I mean, I do get to see them. Unfortunately, one not so often, but when I see them, it's wonderful. And, you know, different relationships with each, of course. I mean, you know, my son, he's all about his video games and hanging out, and he's older, though. My little girl, on the other hand, is so much like her dad. You know, she comes over and heads straight to the keyboard most times, or to the studio and grabs the guitar, wants to play it, wants to sit and record a song, which is amazing. I mean, I love doing that myself, and to be able to have those similarities and to share with each other, it's amazing. As well as one of our most favorite things during the summer on a very nice day, of course, is we love to hike trails together. That's always amazing. Last summer, we hiked some pretty crazy ones. Pretty gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. You have to excuse me, I forget what it's called, but there's one we climbed. Both never been there before. Before I start the story, let me explain. Our sort of game we play, I guess, is we go on my cell phone and we ask Google to show us trails near us, and we choose one, whatever one we choose, and we go. So, anyway, we chose many, but this one we chose. We started climbing and climbing and climbing. And it must be a few, close to a few hour climb. It's got to be. But once you get to the top, it is such a magnificent, beautiful viewpoint, lookout, however you want to put it. You know, that's the big payoff. It was amazing. And on that particular one, I remember going on the way up. I don't even know how it happened. It was so weird. I fell, and I went kind of down the side of the bank here, you know, not off the cliff, thank the Lord, but down the side, and I went down hard, and I had my camera in my hand, because I film every one of these, by the way, and I will be sharing lots of it, you know, on the Patreon. There's lots of those videos and photography and pictures I take of the places I go, as well as buymeacoffee.com. But, Anyway, I went down hard. And I mean super hard. I had my camera in my hand. And I went down. And I was holding my camera high. And saved it. Not one iota of damage. Didn't hit nothing. It was up in the air. But I landed on my cell phone. And, that was the end of that phone. My leg was all torn up and bleeding a bit. And, so my little girl comes and puts her hand out and helps her old dad up. And, quickly checks my leg out. And, luckily to her attention, there wasn't that much blood. So we're okay. So, yeah, we carried on and we went and we made it all the way up and all the way back down. And the only thing I had to clean it up with was at the car. It was hand sanitizer. Yeah, let's just say that stung a bit. Oh, and another one too. I got another one. Pretty beautiful trail. Larger than what we anticipated once again. I think it's called Mundy Park. Yeah. Mundy Park. We literally got lost. It was hilarious. It was that big. And I didn't know. We didn't know. There ended up being like a lake in the middle of it. So that was a good one. We literally got lost. Couldn't find the car. Couldn't get back to the car. And by the grace of God, I don't know how, I guess he was looking out and, you know, he directed us the way, the right way, because I believe it was about, 4:30 p.m. And I had to have her back for about, I think it was 6:30, say. And we couldn't find the car. And from where we were, I would have to say it is easily an hour, probably more, just to drive to bring her back. So by his grace, he showed us a way. We made it back to the car, and I got her back on time. Unreal. Still to this day, I'm blown away. Yeah, so there's lots of trails like that. We love it. As soon as I can, I'm going to get back out there and locate some more places, historical places and abandoned places, and visit them and film them. And I will be sharing them if you're interested. Yeah, so anyway, I guess what I'm trying to say through the whole thing, you know, life, as we know, it's difficult, it's unpredictable, you know, it's full of shocking surprises and hurt and pain and all the above. But we just need to rise above that and try to find ways, you know, to keep going, to fight the good fight, come together. You know, that's why I encourage you, you know, please, everything's in the description below. Like, message me on any one of the platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you name it. I'd love to hear your input. I'd love to hear your stories. Maybe even hear any requests. Maybe there's something you'd like to, you know, hear as a discussion. Absolutely, please. And let's take care of each other and love one another. Because like I said it before, life is always game for us. So, why not? Let's try to be always game for life, huh? Alright, until next time, I love y'all from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much. Peace and love.